Hello, friends, and welcome to Ghosts to Show You. I'm Lillian.
I'm Emily.
And this is a podcast where we, two women hanging on to our sanity by the thinnest of threads,
attempt to make contact with the spirit world.
On this investigative episode, we take a little road trip to the charming and historic Red Lion Inn in Stockbridge, Massachusetts. But before we weave our tale, let's dive into the history of one of the oldest landmarks in Western Mass.
There are conflicting theories regarding the origin of the Red Lion Inn, but according to historian Lyon G. Miles, the original structure was built in 1775 by Silas Bingham as a general store, which he ran with his wife Anna. Fun fact about Anna is that she had previously been convicted of the crime of fornication for having a child out of wedlock and was divorced. But my man Silas, being the woke bae that he was able to overlook Anna's checkered past, or at the very least, tolerate it. Or, possibly, he was super ugly and annoying, so he was happy to settle for anyone who would have him. Either way, it was the 70s, and people were starting to get hip to alternative and groovy ways of living. Silas wasn't bothered by Anna's free-spirited nature, and their store was said to be fully stocked with good vibes.
Yes, disco was king, and the American Revolution was in full swing. Stockbridge was bustling with soldiers and travelers passing through on their way to Boston, Connecticut, and New York. And, as a result, the Bingham's General Store became very profitable. Around this same time, William Goodrich, the owner of a nearby tavern, marched off to war and was subsequently captured by the British, who probably tortured him with their absurdist comedy and breakfast tomatoes. Whatever zany hijinks occurred, they led to the tavern falling into disrepair. Seeing this as an opportunity, our boy Bingham decided to open his own tavern, which later became the Red Lion Inn.
In January of 1781, Silas Bingham contracted an illness and died shortly thereafter, leaving Anna as the sole proprietor of the business, and now the first female innkeeper and business owner in the Berkshires. It's called being an ally. 6 years later, in February 1787, a group of 100 impoverished farmers banded together to demand government relief from their debts, which became the now infamous Shays Rebellion. The former militiamen marched on Stockbridge and, in grand patriotic tradition, looted houses and businesses, including the Red Lion Inn, for artillery, alcohol, and anything else that they wanted.
In 1807, with the Summer of Love officially over, Anna sold the inn to Silas Papoon, a local business owner and presumably also a rascally cartoon. Sadly, after years of changing ownership, the inn burned down in 1896. Like other haunted inns we visited, it was quickly rebuilt the following year and stashed with the remaining antiques that local townspeople had salvaged from the fire. That same structure still stands today and is one of the few remaining 19th century landmarks in the area.
Over the years, the inn has hosted many illustrious visitors, including five U.S. presidents, Cleveland, McKinley, both Roosevelt's, and Coolidge, though the inn's historian Anne Opperman notes that they may have just eaten a meal there, which is still pretty cool if you like U.S. presidents, I guess. Many other celebrities, including Gloria Swanson, Nathaniel Hawthorne, and more recently, Bette Midler, have also spent time at the inn, and boring and overrated painter Norman Rockwell even depicted the inn in his painting, Stockbridge Main Street at Christmas.
Now, let's get to the hauntings. There have been rumors of the Red Lion Inn being haunted for many years, and though it's hard to pinpoint exactly where they started, a likely source is a 2004 review left on trusty old TripAdvisor. In this review, a guest claimed that while staying in room 301, they'd been touched on the head and cheek and had their sheets tugged by an unknown source in the middle of the night. In the years since, there have been numerous other reviews left by guests who claim to have had similar experiences, as well as having their toes tugged and seeing a man in a top hat. Members of the cleaning staff and guests have also reported the fourth floor as being particularly haunted, and allegedly, a girl can be seen carrying flowers down the hallway.
Now, please enjoy our journey to the Red Lion Inn. I pick up Lillian on a warm August day to embark on our second-to-last investigation of the summer, and together we make the long, beautiful drive to the Berkshires.
We arrive at the inn around 4:30 p.m., and after a little bit of squeaky wheeling, i.e. Emily insisting to the woman at the front desk, who had clearly dealt with our kind before, that she had in fact called ahead to reserve the haunted room 301, we make our way down the antique-laden hallway to our suite.
Well, hello.
Hello to you. We are in
our princess
Victorian
honeymoon
room.
Suite.
bright pink floral wallpaper with a brass
bed frame. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This thing's going to be shaken tonight.
We're going to put this to the test. Yeah. That much. Yeah, this is like the prettiest, coolest place I've ever been.
Yeah, this place is fucking sick.
It's really fucking cool.
Absolutely filled with old people.
Teeming with old people.
Teeming with the elderly.
I mean, that's kind of always the case with us.
Western. Oh, yeah.
And with Western Mass. True, yeah. True. Tanglewood, you know, they love Tanglewood.
Oh, my God. They fucking love Tanglewood.
They love seeing James Taylor at Tanglewood out here. But I also feel like frequently the places we go are destinations for the elderly.
Yeah, why is that?
Well, I have a few guesses.
Because they're on their way to becoming ghosts?
I don't know, historic inns?
Right.
Like, who else wants to go there?
You're right.
You know? Not like people trying to get railed. It's like...
Which is all that young people are after these days.
That's
what They're just constantly trying to get railed.
Anyways, I'm really excited. Should be fun.
What I think would be the ideal situation is if all the people that are staying here, all the elderly couples, go to bed, and then it's just like the staff twiddling their thumbs, and then, oh, who's that? It's Emily and Lillian rolling up on you, wearing nice outfits, asking you about ghosts.
Yeah.
Breaking up the monotony.
Everyone's dream, seeing us striding across the floor.
I suspect this will be another situation where we are wildly overdressed for just simply staying in an inn.
Yeah, although I will say that when we walked up at 4:30, there were a lot of people drinking martinis already. We're on the same wavelength.
Yeah.
You may not be dress code-wise, but vibe-wise.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Yeah, totally.
But as far as spooky stuff goes, I feel like we should really try to go for it.
Yeah.
We can conquer some fears.
We can
fear
attempt.
Fear factor.
Joe Rogan Fear Factor. I'm going to eat worms while walking alone in the hallway.
I'm going to be inside a box or something.
Yeah. Eating a cow penis.
Yeah.
That's what they do on that show.
Well, yeah, we're going to do all that stuff.
We got to go full tilt.
We got to go for the ghost. Gold.
After settling into our room, Lillian and I dress up in our finest, most unnecessarily over-the-top outfits and head down to have a cocktail on the inn's beautifully sprawling front porch.
It was at this point that the evening took a turn when I got an unexpected phone call from an estranged family member who I had not spoken with in several years. As some listeners know, we've completed several ghostly investigations while experiencing varying levels of emotional distress, but these were uncharted waters, and it definitely set the tone for the rest of the night.
Listeners, if I could tell you, I almost went to a Gordon Lightfoot song. And now the church bell's ringing. I mean, truly everything has been so insanely...
A little dramatic.
It's the most dramatic day that I have not orchestrated.
We're not going into it, but...
No.
Just know that, like, there's emotional weight that is... There's emotional weight weighing on us tonight as we embark on this journey.
Yes, but... I would describe the conversation I had with one of my siblings as... A true Southern Gothic arc.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it really drew me in. I was like, okay, these are my roots, and they're insane. Listeners, my roots are insane. Okay, one martini and one glass of wine down, I'm going to let you know right now, shit is crazy. Yeah, so we are fully open. We have been cracked open wide.
Yeah, I mean, I think both of us have already cried today.
We really have.
For unrelated reasons to ghosts. You know, yes, it's unrelated to any sort of paranormal thing. Yeah.
I will clarify here that I'm not exactly sure why I was crying, but I'm sure it was equally as justifiable as Lillian's reason.
Now, I'm going to interject to just say that it's not a cry contest, but it definitely wasn't.
Emily again, just dropping in to say that as an empath, I could feel Lillian's emotions as much, but probably even more than she was feeling them.
Okay, Lillian again, just want to say that definitely isn't true.
I think that maybe leaves us more, I don't know, open to whatever spirits are here or whatever paranormal activity is here, because we're both very vulnerable emotionally at this moment.
I mean, it's funny to say, like, I guess I'm dealing with... It's, like, absolutely so stunning here.
It is. It's beautiful. Like,
if you wanted to have a complete mental breakdown, I
truly
would recommend the Berkshires.
Absolutely.
It's gorgeous. Also, I just want to let everybody know, in comedy terms, that we did just walk two people, which means a couple was sitting next to us just now, and they just left because they said, we don't need to listen to these two ladies who
There's
are dressed,
a lot of baggage these, going on.
These inexplicably dressed up women who are drinking and have very prominent lipstick looks on. Mm-hmm. We don't need to sort of hear what's going on with their lives.
Nope.
And you know what? Fair.
Fair.
Fair enough. It's only going to get worse from here, everybody.
Yeah. It's going downhill fast.
This is the thing that, you know, and I don't want to gender it, but I will say you're not going to hear these sort of revelations from your Travel Channel, Rhode Island, Ghostbuster bros.
Absolutely not.
We're grappling here with generational trauma, with regional trauma, with astrological trauma.
Yep.
Okay?
All of it.
And we're dealing with that. And then we are also seeking out spirit. And you know what? Lock me up.
Yeah. Throw away the key.
Please somebody lock me up. I cannot deal with it.
I'm fine, but lock Lillian up.
I would love it. Would love a stint. I mean, at my worst, I said, all I want to do is take a rest, you know?
Uh-huh.
I want someone to give me a fucking saline IV, give me some food, and I want to watch TV. Anyways, we do also look cute, by the way.
We're very cute. I'm two martinis in.
No, you look great. We are feeling fucked up.
It's not even sundown,
it's
folks.
It's another Gordon Lightfoot, not even sundown.
I think that we have a great night ahead of us.
I'm really dedicated to this night, and I'm really dedicated to the cause. And
it's happening
we
here.
Are going to go hard for you.
We're going hard.
I need to prove to myself some things. I need to prove to Emily some things.
I need to prove to Lillian some things. I'm going to make you love me. Yes, I will.
You will accept me?
Yes, I will.
Yes, I will. I'm going to make you love me. So, okay.
So there you go.
It's awesome that everyone on this porch has heard that. So, very chill.
After an hour and a half of drinking and deranged rambling in the wake of a cursed phone call and whatever lesser thing Emily was crying about, we do our best to compose ourselves and head to dinner, and then head back to our room for some more emotional drunk rambling.
Is this audio hitting?
I don't know.
Well, anyways, y'all, TFW, you've been crying in a weird hotel. I don't know if y'all have experienced this, but it's fucked.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
So give us a moment.
And give us some money.
That would be great.
Clearly struggling with our tenuous grip on reality, Emily and I try to set our heads straight and devise a practical plan for the rest of the evening.
I say we need to get a lay of the land.
Mm-hmm.
I think
at some point we need to do a spirit box.
Yes.
Seriously and intently, and we need to really concentrate.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think about talking to people? We haven't really yet.
No, I know. We've just spoken to each other a lot. We gotta get into the ghost zone.
Yeah, well, we need to
out of the emotion zone.
Here's the thing. We've got a lot of drugs and wine at our disposal.
Yeah.
Should we need either? And so we can sort of figure out, depending on what happens, how to use those weapons. So we're good.
Throw the wine bottle at the spirit.
Yeah.
Throw the drugs at the ghost.
Flush them down the toilet because we think the FBI is coming. Et cetera.
Because the ghost is a narc.
Well, yeah, we need to get it together, though.
Yeah, as always, we need to get it together.
As
we have to.
Be a professional, stupid bitch.
You stupid bitch.
This is what people are paying you $0 for.
Is to hear us walk around and still not find a ghost.
Okay, but tonight...
But tonight...
Everything changes.
That's right.
Maybe.
Maybe.
And look, we don't falsify evidence.
That's right.
So it's like, we see one, you see one.
Mm-hmm.
We're not trying to fucking conjure up shit that isn't here.
At least we're funny while we're failing.
The fucking story of my life. Oh my god. It's okay. Add it onto the pile of what I've been going through today, please. Everyone's like, hey, this is just a podcast we listen to. Just like, have some fun. Listen to you guys make some jokes. This is getting too intense.
Yeah. Will this be a good episode? Who knows?
I mean, time will truly fucking tell.
Yeah.
I think we have a solid 4 hours ahead of us, so we need to do some work.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let's get to it.
Okay.
All right.
Finally, after many hours of drinking and whining, we figure we ought to try to find some ghosts, and we start by firing up our trusty spirit box. I've only included a few seconds of that audio because the sound it makes is pretty annoying, and spoiler alert, nothing happened.
Are there any spirits who want to make contact?
Apparently, there weren't. My guess is that the spirits were intimidated by our emotional intensity and openness. So now, having done just about 5 minutes of actual ghost work, we find ourselves pulled back into the histrionic world of our own making.
It's going to be tough to separate what's like an ancient spirit and what is the result of speaking to a family member on the telephone. So that's going to be difficult for me personally, but I think I can probably parse it.
Let's hope so.
I know. It's a lot haunting me, if you will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if the spirits have, overheard your phone conversation. They were like, she's too high maintenance.
No, they're like, she's had enough.
Yeah. Like, let's lay out. Alfred, listen. There's a girl here. She's staying in the haunted room. I know you want to give her the old razzle dazzle, but let's lay off tonight, okay?
Yeah.
The poor girl's gone through enough.
She's been through enough already.
Little does Alfred know that would be the most validating thing for you is to experience ghostly activity.
Yeah. That
would actually help you.
That would help me. So if you're listening out there,
Alfred.
Ghosties.
Yeah, fuck with Lillian. But like gently.
Yeah, don't, like, scare me.
You know, just a little ghost prodding.
Yeah, a ghost prod. I feel like I hear breathing sounds all through this hotel, you know?
Yeah.
Right? Hear that?
I do hear that. I think the ghosts to show you were just our own ghosts the whole time.
Our past
were the ghosts we had to show you.
That's everybody. Is this a fun podcast? Do you guys like this?
Guys.
Is this fun for you?
I love the idea that this podcast starts out as us just like having fun and like doing drugs and looking for ghosts and just ends with us just like sitting somberly in a room talking about the past.
Oh my god, my worst nightmare.
Anyway,
look, we are going to go out into the field and make this fun for you. We're going to stop moping.
Everyone's like, okay, show, don't tell.
Next time you hear our voice, we will be out in the field. We will be investigating and we will be chipper. Just you wait. Just you wait. Just you wait. That's from Hamilton.
I obviously do not know that. Goodbye.
After another 30 minutes of talking off mic, we eventually pry ourselves from our room and head to the haunted fourth floor to quietly prowl around.
There she is. This is going to be a great podcast, just us silently walking down hallways. Oh my god. Maybe we can see if, like, someone downstairs wants to talk to us, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know.
We decide it's time to hit up the front desk, but along the way, a book catches our eye.
What is this? The kid who became president? What kind of fucking
narc-ass bitch becomes president?
Kids, it's not cool.
January 20th, 2001. What this kid didn't know was coming. He wasn't prepared to be president.
No.
We head downstairs and approach the desk where two young men are standing, looking at us curiously.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Hi, guys.
We're going great.
Good. It's good to hear.
Sure is. Thank you. So,
we were wondering if you guys wanted to talk to us at all about the allegedly paranormal happenings here at this hotel.
I personally haven't experienced anything. I don't know if
I haven't either.
All right.
Yeah, I don't mind answering questions or talking about it, but yeah, a lot of people actually ask me this because I walk around at night.
Yeah, he's walking around, yeah.
And so they say...
You're the night guy?
Yeah, I'm the security and I just patrol.
Sure.
And so I've been in a lot of the places here in pure dark or middle of the night, empty, alone, but I've never really experienced...
They don't give you flashlights or...?
Well, I can use a flashlight if I choose, but... I'm just emphasizing.
You're purist. You're a purist.
The point that I,
you prefer to just rely on your senses, and I respect that.
Yeah. At times. But my point is where some would probably be afraid to go into a room because it's dark and they think it's haunted. I've been in it, felt nothing suspicious, walked through and, you know.
And been fine.
Yeah.
Come out unscathed.
But, you know, so I've heard that some people say that room 301 is haunted.
Sure, yeah,
Did you know that?
I did know that,
yeah.
That's where we're staying,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, for funsies.
Yeah,
we came with a real agenda.
Yeah.
I brought my best pajamas and I said, I'm going to the haunted room.
We're going full full throttle. Yeah.
Nice pajamas.
Yeah. Thank you. Mm-hmm. So, they're my best, as I said.
Yes, yes. It's true.
It doesn't get much better.
How could it?
Yeah.
So room 301, I heard that people have reported getting their feet grabbed.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if that's going to happen to you tonight.
I've heard that.
Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah.
I'm going to sue if it does. Just FYI.
Just a heads up.
I'm very litigious. I both seek out the paranormal and also I sue it as often as possible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's,
many trials occur like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm constantly in and out of court.
Yeah. This is a brief kind of.
Yeah. I don't have anything going on in my life. So.
It's all she has to live for.
That's right.
So, is 301 the only draw? Because I've heard the fourth floor is haunted.
That's what we hear too.
Well, we just prowled around the fourth floor and didn't see anything. We were being very quiet.
But just honestly, FYI. I mean, everything's so old that everything is sort of spooky anyway. So, what are you going to do?
But I want to know what you can tell us. I mean, obviously, you haven't experienced anything.
You guys seem very brave and that you haven't been scared. So.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I might have a biased opinion, right? Because I suppose I haven't been saying I've experienced it or it seems like I don't believe it. But that's just how I cope with doing a job where you probably shouldn't be getting afraid of your own shadow.
Fair enough.
Absolutely.
But, you know, I try to stay open to people's perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
One of our front desk guys, Ed, remember? He said he rode that little old elevator there and heard a voice...
Yeah,
I forget what it said because, you know, this was months ago. But he seemed to have a peaceful outlook on it where he was like, okay, so happens, right?
Sure.
Spirits.
You're going to come in contact.
Like, get afraid.
Yeah.
Out, yell at them.
In this economy, you can't afford to be scared by a ghost on the job. Yeah. Right? Gotta keep going.
If it's a fact that ghosts are here, then you definitely can't be discouraged.
Right. Right.
So what are you gonna do? People say the 301 ghost is like an old top hat guy. Probably sure. Like touches your feet, moves the bed stuff around.
Sort of a my worst nightmare.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of a dandy who wants to touch your feet. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of a steampunk situation.
Foot stuff.
No,
I've tried.
I'm all set.
Yeah, my whole thing is how many people share the same story, like almost to the same detail? I don't know. Why would it be the same thing, same experience, same guy, same look?
I have a theory that ghosts are like cicadas. You know, they go underground for 30 years and they all emerge at the same time.
Interesting.
All at the same time?
Yeah. Like cicadas.
That sounds scary.
It's not a real theory. Yeah. It's just sort of a funny thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of fun.
It's just a lot of fun.
It is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I'm listening anyway.
Somebody is, thank God.
Thank God.
After getting a little sidetracked, we bring the conversation back to the matter at hand.
So I want to know, has anybody told you personally about something they've experienced?
There's Jim. Remember Jim?
Yeah, Jim.
A fellow security man who actually came to me and started telling me, like, when this place was empty during COVID, there wasn't a lot of people here, and it was quiet and darker. Yeah. And he was, you know, telling me his report of the day, saying, like, hey, guess what? So, you know, there's like a little girl's voice in the hall or a white dress or something.
Sure, classic stuff. I'm
paraphrasing, yeah. So he said all that. And that's like, I think, the only two really big reports I've got from anybody here.
Yeah.
Most of the guests ask. They are also...
They're curious.
They want to know, but nobody does really know, apparently.
Sure.
Or the people who do know, well, they're not here right now.
They're in the ground.
Right.
But most people ask. Most people who will have a conversation past like 30 minutes will say all sorts of stuff.
Most people like you guys who really just
have nothing else to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
I hope that's not what I implied.
No. We're just kidding.
Being idiots. Yeah.
Yes.
It's
always.
Good, like a little self-deprecating humor or something. But,
yeah. You know, got plenty of that.
Definitely we don't think you're bad.
No. Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for
appreciate
stating it.
It
so explicitly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'll say this is it's fun for me. I enjoy a conversation and, you know, it's no harm done.
Well, that's good.
Well, we enjoy talking to you.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad that you guys were up for talking to us because we were just skulking around the halls like we should probably just go harass whoever's at the front desk right now.
That's it's our normal MO.
I mean, it's a smart move looking for leads.
Yeah, just like a good gumshoe.
Yep, snooping around. Yeah.
It doesn't matter what happens. It's where you start and how you collect your, you know, data.
Sure.
What you're going to make a case of. Just on this idea of being aware of what you're doing.
Uh-huh.
Never put yourself in front of the cameras.
So true.
Or microphones that I'm not willingly speaking for.
Surveillance state.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying anything that would...
Of course.
No. Yeah, you're smart.
And if you needed to know something that was sensitive and you couldn't let people know, you just don't.
What have you done?
How could I say?
What are you guys running from? Why are you here?
What's the life that you left behind?
Let's tell you something else. He's the best guy in this whole place. Just for the record.
You guys are work BFFs?
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Nice.
There's only two people that matter here, and that's us.
Well, now there's four.
Yeah, so.
I would say.
Let's expand that.
I'll accept.
Temporary. All right. We'll be deputies for the night.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
With four good people on at once, imagine the possibilities.
Imagine.
Having successfully gained the trust of the sweet front desk clerks, our mind wheels were turning to try and figure out how to get them to spill their guts about the paranormal mysteries pulsing within the walls of this seemingly innocuous inn.
So wait, you guys are actually here a while?
No, we're leaving tomorrow.
Yeah, we're just around.
But yeah, you only have limited time then.
I know. Well, that's why we're prowling around, talking to you, trying to kind of get to the bottom of the mystery here, figure out what you're hiding, what's going on.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, if I was hiding anything, I'd tell you because
it doesn't matter
to me if it's a ghost.
Okay.
But maybe some people are hiding things. I can't tell you who, but somebody here must have an experience.
Interesting. Okay.
And in your life, you've never experienced anything paranormal?
Oh. Well,
before this place?
That's of a good question, because if you haven't experienced paranormal here or now, it's when, if ever.
That's right. That was the question.
Plenty of people have. I feel like maybe.
Yeah.
But, you know.
But I'm asking you.
Okay. I'm getting there. So, now I won't round about it. I'll say, I think maybe when I was younger, I would have believed that I had. Mm-hmm. Now, for whatever reasons, I've decided I haven't.
What did you believe that you experienced when you were younger?
I once thought I saw an apparition. And I'm not lying. I'm not making up a story at this point.
I don't think you would lie.
Well.
You seem very trustworthy.
No reason to put labels like that on. But
okay.
I like that that's your take. Anyway, so actually, I was at another old place, not unlike this. My father figure and friend, he owns a place that was built in like 18-something old. Anyway, big old building. It had like 15 people, siblings, so big. Not mansion, but quite large.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a brother who died, and also, you know, his father died. And this was all at the time of me being a child, anyway, that there was people that had been known to live there died in the place.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day I was little, and I actually got out of a clawfoot bathtub on the second or third floor, which is a little spooky to me as it
is, because
I'm like a child and I didn't like really being left alone in a rather dark part of the whole building.
Yeah.
Everybody, adult and good, was downstairs and I was up. And so my mom said, here's a bath. You just be in here because, you know, what's going to go wrong? And obviously nothing really, but I took bath, got out of bath, and then I went to the stairs, which is like a little hook that goes right down. So I came out of a door like this, looked to my right at a hallway, and I thought somebody was like walking right up. And, you know, it wasn't just like people look. It looked like, you know, spiritual to me. So, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of reasons or ways you can say that's a hallucination or something of your mind that just gets made up because of, you know, psyche. But at that time, I was like, that's ghost.
Yeah.
I don't like that. So I screamed, and I just waited for my mom to come up, because I was actually too afraid to walk past where I thought I just saw that.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the one thing I actually swear was a paranormal thing, except as I age or grow away from it, it's a memory. It doesn't, like, scare me as a memory. And, I mean, I've been to the house a lot, and still, and, you know, I haven't experienced anything like that. So my take is maybe it's not paranormal, but it definitely was something I experienced.
And did anybody else experience anything there?
Well, the homeowner definitely feels like it's haunted in a way. Like, not, you know, spooky haunted, but he says he definitely believes, like, his brother, mother, and father are there. Yeah, so that's what I know about that. And that's my experience. Could have been my own mind playing tricks because I'm a scared child. Could have been ghost. Maybe you only sense them when you're a kid. Maybe not when you're older. Who knows?
Yeah.
But that's a story, either way.
That's a great story. Thanks for sharing that with us.
Yeah, no problem.
Interesting, great. Man. Yeah,
I like that. Learning a lot about each other tonight, maybe.
I don't know what you'll get, but, you know, I say whatever recording you have might make for a good podcast, at least.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think we're going to have a great podcast.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for talking to us, guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
It's been a treat.
It's nice to meet you.
I hope you don't have, you know, too eventful of a night.
After our unexpectedly cryptic conversation, in which the main suspect from an episode of Murder, She Wrote shared his personal ghost story, or what we refer to in folklore as a memorate, we left our brothers in ghost to continue their watch.
Feeling safe in the knowledge that my protector and boyfriend for the evening was downstairs keeping watch, Lillian and I head back to the room to prepare for our solo journeys into the bowels of the hotel.
All right, well, we said we're going to go hard for you guys, and what that means is that I'm just going to go walk around the fourth floor, which is allegedly the most haunted floor. I'm going to go there by myself. My little friend Lillian is going to stay here. I'm just gonna go.
You got it.
I got this. All right, I'll see you soon.
I'll see you very soon.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
With my heart pounding, I step into the hallway, bracing myself for the horrors which would imminently be revealed to me.
Walking up to the fourth floor.
peeking down all the way to the end. Very loud vent here. Oh, it sounds like someone's on the phone in their room. All right. Not walking all the way to the end. Gonna go back. But I'm open. I'm here. The spirits aren't showing out for me. Feeling a little let down by the lack of spirits on my walk, I head back to the room where Lillian was waiting to test her metal.
Got nothing.
Nothing. Looked in mirrors, looked around corners. Nothing.
All right.
Yeah.
Next, it was my turn to explore. But first, I had to free myself from my earthly chains.
What do you think are the top, like, horniest things we could say to the downstairs boys at the front desk? Like, hey, do you guys have any extra lotion? That's not, like, overt, you know what I mean? Okay. Hey, is the pool still, you know what I mean? Yeah. Is the pool really dirty after hours? Is it, like,
Something's broken in our bed. Could you come check it out?
Perfect, okay. I was just imagining how flat that would fall if we went down, if we said that. They would be like,
Yeah, we're not allowed to go to the pool after hours, actually.
Yeah, we would get in trouble.
Our bed mechanic is going to be in tomorrow, so...
Ralph will be here early.
We'll send him right up to your room.
Oh. Yeah, I'm experiencing some indigestion.
Now that that was out of my system, I ready myself to leave on my own solo mission.
All right, good luck.
Hey, thanks. Did you talk to yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
I step out of the door and embark upon my journey.
Well, I gotta be honest with you guys. My stomach hurts, so that is part of it.
Unlike Emily, I make a point of being keenly observant of the less obvious features of the hotel, as well as the numerous antiques.
This is just a bureau with a bunch of old hats inside of it. Like a glass display case of old hats, which I do not like. I think that's disrespectful and ugly, and I don't like it. So, okay, that's the scariest thing so far. Gotta tell you, I do love how many ice machines this place has. As you all know, I get very upset when there's not enough ice machines. So that is one thing. I don't know. This place is just fucking hella old. And I feel a ringing in my ears because it's so fucking quiet that all I can hear is the blood in my ears. You know, I gotta say, I think those boys are lying when they say they're not scared to be here by themselves, because this place is fucking A, enormous, and B, objectively fucking spooky. It's cram jam full of weird antiques, of no discernible age range or style, which is off-putting. Here's a framed poem from 1999 on the wall. What's going on? All right, I'll say it. I don't love walking around here by myself at night. It's not fun for me. I admit it. It's a little bit spooky. It's kind of medium spooky.
Feeling as though I had sufficiently observed enough creepy antiques for an entire lifetime, I head back to the room where Emily is waiting to compare and contrast our solo walks.
All right, well, we both just got done from our solo missions.
Yeah, I don't doubt people have seen stuff.
Are you guys frustrated that we never actually experience anything?
Well, if you are, stop listening now, because no promises.
No promises. We never guaranteed results. Only funny results. And I think we've delivered on that.
I hope so.
It's not up to us anymore.
It's in God's hands. You know, maybe I'll take a really hot bath.
Mm.
And you can sit here and why don't you just face the wall while I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what
happens.
That
sounds fun for me.
Yeah. I'm going to scrub as hard as I can till my skin's raw.
Uh-huh. Flog yourself.
You are going to lick the wallpaper until you kind of get through to the original paneling.
Yeah.
And I think that's a good sort of starting place for the rest of the night.
Oh, yeah. That's a great starting place.
I think that's a good moodscape.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
Yeah, that'll attract some something.
Hey, are you not entertained? Bet you can't wait to hear that audio. That'll be fun.
Me compulsively scrubbing my skin.
Scrubbing Emily, the sins away.
Reenacting the yellow wallpaper in here. It's gonna be great. Us going down and being like, wait, do you guys have toothpaste? Or whatever we decide.
Whatever we decide to be horny. Is that it?
I don't like the H word. And I'm sorry I said it at all, but...
you invoked the H word.
I know I did. I don't believe in it. And I think it's a bad word to use in general. But it
feels like a real bait and switch from you, Lillian.
It's hard to
get
convey.
Me all horny. And then you're like, no...
It's hard to convey exactly. I'm as a joke. You know what I mean?
This is a joke to you?
I'm having a laugh.
It's a dangerous game you're playing.
I know.
And here is more of us being gross and acting out what we would say if we were trying to seduce the front desk clerks.
Hey, when are you guys getting
off? I can't get this off. Can you help me with my zipper? Ma'am, you're not wearing a zipper.
They're like, ma'am, we are simply 26 years old.
Ma'am, I'm not emotionally equipped to help you with that at this time.
This is grooming.
Ma'am, I'm going to need to call my night manager.
I'm just kidding. You are sweet boys who are making sure we're safe.
They might listen to this podcast.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm speaking directly to them. I said, thank you for being sweet boys.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's all I have to say before I take my hot bath, and then we... it's truly not going to be sexy, so don't even think about it.
No, it's going to be really gross.
No, I am in a fucking fucked up place, everybody, to be quite frank with you. So I am going to get scalding hot water and fucking rub it away, fucking scrub it off me, and then we're going to try to fucking talk to some goddamn ghosts, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But I need to fucking... get the grime off.
Yeah.
So.
You're filthy dirty.
Guys, I'm so filthy. Do you guys have any soap? You know what I mean? All right. That is being cut.
It's not.
It's
no cutting.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to you guys soon.
It was at this point that I began to realize that my dear friend Lillian was deeply hurting. So rather than heed her very clear desire to relax alone in the bath, I decided to provide her with the company that she so desperately needed.
No, Emily! Don't!
I'm not looking.
You crazy?
Well, folks, Lillian really did get in the bath after all. Hold on, this is a photo moment. I really did think I thought the bath was a bit. So how would you say that this is contributing to our mission of finding a ghost?
I just need to be... Okay, here we go.
I've never seen anybody sort of like on all fours in the bath, sort of like on their front in the bath.
Yeah, I'm a baby bath.
Fully losing it. She's fully losing it.
No, I'm tummy down in the bath, which is normal.
The ghosts have driven her insane.
I don't know. I thought maybe I would just kind of, I don't know, be baptized in my own way.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Into the other world for a second.
Oh.
And, you know, I'm not often able to take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a treat. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like I need to, like, maybe this will help me. I don't know. Clean slate.
Yeah.
For a second.
Sure.
Right.
Does it help that I'm here recording you and I pulled back the curtain?
Emily is comes from a naked family.
I don't come from a naked family.
Emily's...
I've made it clear to you that I did not come from a naked family.
Emily's naked all the time around everybody. And me?
Uh-huh.
I'm not from a naked family.
No.
Why do you think I'm belly down? You can't see the good.
See, folks? You didn't think that we could, you know, surprise you. And here we are. Lillian's in the bath. I'm sitting on the floor next to her. It is about 1:30 in the morning. We're in a haunted hotel. We've prowled the grounds. We've spoken to the front desk. We've been drinking. Mm-hmm. And now we're in the bath.
Yeah, we're not afraid to take it there. I don't know what else to do.
Yeah. Your faves could never, could never get in the bath and then have a little chat.
Nope. I feel like, I kind of wish we, I feel like we should break some rules, but maybe
what rules?
Not in the right headspace. I'm like, we should go in the pool right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I don't think we're on, I don't think we should.
I know. The only thing more terrifying to me than encountering a spirit is breaking rules and having someone be like, ladies, please get out of there. Please get out of there. Just someone with very little real authority speaking to me in a terse manner.
Mm-hmm.
Horrifying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like that. Yeah. Well, whoever's haunting this room, can you do a little bit of a better job, please? No, I think you're doing a great job. Just kidding. Thank you for being here. I'm not taunting you. I'm sorry. It was a joke. It was a gag. That's how I, when I'm feeling insecure, that's how I say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a joke.
Mm-hmm. I'm just saying Lillian is the one that said it. She's sleeping on the left side.
Hey, no. Thank you for being here and for we're holding space for you. So, okay, you're looking, you're trying to look.
I feel like I can see a tit.
Don't look at my fucking rack.
Zongas.
Please. I'm gonna give you to my butt, but other than that.
Butts, look at that little tush.
Butt's free.
It's a cute little tush.
You get this free.
Folks, I have confirmation that Lillian's got a cute naked tush. Just floating in the bath.
I do feel like a baby.
You are a baby. What's the word?
I don't know.
I want to say recessed.
Regressed.
Regressed.
I that's have the regressed.
Word. You have clearly. Regressed, yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm glad it's on a podcast now.
They also have a... Would you like me to bring one of the robes?
Oh, my God. Yes, I forgot about the robes. Wow, thank you so much.
Get my little lily pad a robe.
Maybe, actually, why don't you call down to the front desk?
I'm not. Could you bring up a robe, please? No, she's right in there. She's in there.
She's in the bathroom. Just bring it.
Well, anyway, I'm going to end this recording.
That's great.
After the bath, we attempted one more time to communicate using the spirit box.
Okay, here's the... Last thing we're going to do, we're going to try the spirit box one more time, and we've turned the lights out. We're on the bed. The lights are out. We're going to try it.
Go with God.
But unfortunately, it didn't happen. So we accepted that maybe the spirits simply weren't fucking with us on this particular night and got ready for bed.
All right. I feel that we gave the spirit ample... opportunity to talk to us if they wanted to, so that's okay.
We really tried.
Yeah. So, probably watch some TV and then go to bed. Good night. We'll check back in if anything happens.
Nothing did happen, and despite our own personal hauntings, we slept soundly through the night. Ghosts to Show You is written and created by Lillian Devane and me, Emily Panic. Production, editing, and sound design is by me. This episode was mixed by Elijah Amatin. Our theme music is by LP, and our artwork is by Paco Park. Follow us on Instagram at Ghosts to Show You, and stay spooky out there, folks.